the game. 53 yards away for the Bulldogs, 2:20 to play. Stay tuned after the game for the Lake Osceola State Bank postgame show from right here in Midland. We hope it's after a Bulldog victory. Trips right side. Taylor back to the near side as Bell in at quarterback with Brown behind him here in the backfield. Four-man front for the Northwood Timberwolves. Reggie checking with Coach Anise over on the sideline. And now squares up. He takes the snap. Bell back to throw. Lofts it up down the sideline. Looking for the wideout man in Walker and overthrown and out of play.
Bulldogs come out looking for that little fade to the corner there. And the ball just sailed a little bit. Timing just a little bit off on that play as the ball sailed out of bounds. So one thing that might tip you off with that is probably obvious is that it's going to be four downs from here on out for the Bulldogs.
Second down and 10 for Ferris State from the 47-yard line on the Bulldogs' side of the field. Four receiver package as a flag is thrown and some movement. Going to be a false start on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Northwood jumped a little bit. The Bulldogs jumped up and ends up being a false start, so the Bulldogs will walk it back by.
So Ferris State will be pushed all the way back to the 42-yard line now, and second down and 15, not a disastrous penalty, but the Bulldogs are going to need some yardage to get that first down.
And the Bulldogs have to be smart, Rob. Remember that drive at the end of the second quarter against Michigan Tech? Look underneath. Northwood playing essentially a prevent defense here, trying to stop any major plays.
Timberwolves trying to score a big upset here on their home turf at Hance Stadium in Midland against the number 6 ranked Ferris State Bulldogs. And they will reset the game clock to about 2:16. A couple extra seconds had ran off. So 2:16 left. Second down for the Ferris State Bulldogs and 15 yards to go as Bell will square up the Ferris State offense. From the Bulldog, 42-yard line, trips right. Taylor back to the left. And we have a timeout somewhere here on the field, or maybe still trying to get the game clock going. And it looks like the music was playing as the Bulldogs were getting set to snap the football.
Yeah, the referee was having none of that. I think Coach Anise is over there in the ear of the near official on his side.
That'll get the crowd below us a little more fired up here today at Hance Stadium with 2:16 to play. Second down and 15 as Bell again will survey that four-man front here for the Northwood Timberwolves. Reggie in the gun, trips right here for the Bulldogs. Back to throw, second down, pressure coming, and he's going to be sacked back at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Reggie really was looking downfield. Tony going to take a timeout. Reggie was really looking downfield and did not really see the pressure coming from behind, and they were able to haul him down as he's limping a little bit as the Bulldogs will huddle up on the far sideline.
So Northwood University clearly with momentum on their side as we speak here with 2:10 to play, and they made the Northwood sideline and personnel turn down the music, but the crowd picked up the volume, and Reggie did not hear the man coming from behind.
Yeah, did not hear him. He got a little bit comfortable in the pocket right there, and you know, your right tackle not quite able to hold up a left, but again, had a little bit of time, just not quite able to find anybody downfield.
For ticket scores, merchandise, video, and more, be sure to log on to ferrisstatebulldogs.com. We'll be live back in Big Rapids from the Wheeler Pavilion next Saturday at 3 o'clock with the Johnson Automotive pregame show as the Bulldogs host the Ashland Eagles. Another tough matchup expected next Saturday atop Tigard Field, but right now the Bulldogs have their hands full and they trail 26-21 on the road here in Midland with 2:10 to play, and more importantly, third down and 21 to go for Ferris State back at its own 36-yard line.
Well, these first two road games have told us that they're all going to be tough on the road, and we'll see if the Bulldogs can find a way.
Twins to both sides here for Ferris State as Hines will go in motion. Bell will take the snap, back to throw, pressure coming again, flush from the pocket. Reggie sending guys further downfield. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Bell out near the original line of scrimmage, driven out of bounds. Clock will run at the Bulldog 47-yard line, but still fourth down at about 10 here for the Bulldogs.
Well, he gives them a little bit of more breathing room right there, something positive to go to quiet this crowd a little bit. Is Tony going to maybe take his last one?
So timeout taken by the Bulldogs with 1:50 remaining. They trail 26-21 and fourth down and about 9 coming from the Ferris State 47-yard line.
That's a big play right here coming up, obviously, at the 4th and 9, as you mentioned, from the Bulldogs' own 47-yard line. And, you know, We should be used to this. We've had a few of these even during this record-tying win streak here. But, again, this is what GLIAC football is all about. When you're on the road playing against almost anybody, this is largely what you're going to expect. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. And these two teams, Northwood and Ferris, have been playing football for a long time. So quite familiar with each other.
27 straight regular season wins for the Bulldogs. And you mentioned it. We've seen it at Walsh. Back in 2014, the Bulldogs had to score on the final drive of the ball game. Last week, a field goal on the final drive for the Ferris State Bulldogs. A couple close wins in there, along with some others where the Bulldogs have had to rally, and they'll have to do it again here. Fourth down coming up.
Yeah, this is what it comes down to. And so they're going to need to make a big play at fourth and nine with 1:52 to go. At this point, the time is irrelevant. What the Bulldogs need more than anything is a first down.
Ferris State will have it off the right side hash. Four receiver set with two off to each side as the Bulldogs work from the right side. Brown in the backfield along with Reggie Bell, the quarterback. Bell back to throw on fourth down, has time, delivers the pass, and knocked away, incomplete. The Bulldogs wanted a flag and did not get it.
They did not get it, and that's...
Although we do have a flag in the backfield, we'll wait and see what that call is going to be.
This could be a big play right here. I see the Bulldog offense seems to be staying on the field. So
looks like a personal foul. Whoa. Roughing the passer. Going to be called on the Timberwolves with 1:47 remaining. This will keep this drive alive for the Ferris State Bulldogs.
An enormous call in this game, Rob. Roughing the passer. Poor decision on the part of Northwood. You got him fourth and nine, having to make a miracle play even to get a first down, and you hand them a free first down plus 15.
Down to the Northwood 37-yard line, first down and 10, 1:47 to play, and plenty of time here for the Bulldogs. Trips to the left side. They need a touchdown. Bell back to throw. Flush from the pocket, flag thrown as he throws it away, and going to be holding, I think, here on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold in the backfield trying to save Reggie Bell to be able to run the football, and that's going to push the Bulldogs back 10 from the spot.
So that'll move Ferris State back into a longer distance with 1:41 left. Again, time not a factor, but the Bulldogs certainly need to find a way to get into the end zone here, trailing 26-21. And we had a couple flags thrown, one of them a little bit further up, so we'll wait and see what the call is going to be. Ineligible man downfield, and that one will be declined. They'll take the hold from the spot, and we'll wait for the official to mark this one off.
Well, you know what? It's not in a penalty. It's not a penalty that you like, but it's not the worst thing in the world. It's still first down, and so you still have time, not really a factor yet. 1:41, and you're still barely in Northwood territory. So not the worst thing that could have happened to the Bulldogs. A field goal doesn't help them. You got to get to the end zone.
They lost about 10 yards, but again, need to go much further than that down marker as we speak. 1:41 left as Reggie will work out of the gun. Twins to both sides. Brown right side of him in the backfield. Reggie, the quick throw to the outside, complete to Taylor, and he got it right back down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. So call it second and about 11 here for the Bulldogs.
Like Jake Doherty going to have to come out, lost his helmet, so Bulldogs are going to have to slip in a backup center here for a play.
Chad Burnside will come on here for Ferris State, 6'3", 305, and a senior, and he's going to have to snap the football here in a tough situation with Bell in the gun. Reggie with 1:37 left, second down, and call it 11 here for the Ferris State Bulldogs. Again, same formation, four receivers. Reggie again, quick throw to the outside, complete again to Taylor, and out of bounds down to the 29-yard line.
And this is what we talked about at the beginning of this drive. Northwood is back playing in a prevent defense. The Bulldogs are just taking underneath what's there and just slowly moving the ball down the field. It's still 1:32 to go, and the Bulldogs have more than got that lost yardage back from the holding penalty, and it's third down, four down territory, so the Bulldogs are still in pretty good shape.
Third down and about three from the Northwood 30 with 92 seconds left here in the football game. Trips left side here for Ferris State. Doherty back on at center as Bell works out of the gun against that four-man Northwood front. Play clock likely winding down. Bell will give it off to Jahan Brown. Brown found a hole down inside the 20 and to the 14-yard line. Jahan Brown on the ground.
Yeah, big time run there by Jahan Brown as he tucked that under, carried some defenders a little bit, and got it down and quiet temporarily the Northwood crowd, the pro Northwood crowd here at Hance Stadium.
1:24 remaining, and Ferris State has it in the red zone down to the 12-yard line on the spot. Got a great spot here. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Bell will settle down the offense. He'll give it off to Jahan again. Jahan met hard this time. No gain here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, again, not in much of a hurry. They have time on their side as we come up on the one-minute mark. They don't want to leave time for Northwood. The most important thing is to get in the end zone, but they don't want to leave any time for Northwood, so they're not going to hurry too much yet.
They're inside of 1 minute left, 55 seconds left here for the Bulldogs. As Bell will check back to Coach Anise on the sideline, trips left side, one man to the right side, and Malik Taylor, 45 seconds left. Lockett will go in motion here on second and 10. Bell back to throw, has all kinds of time. Reggie throws the short route and complete to Lockett down inside the 10 and to about the 8-yard line here with 36 seconds left in the ballgame. Third down coming up.
Yeah, great job there by Jamel to show his hands to Reggie, and Reggie was able to find him rolling out toward the Bulldog sideline.
No timeouts left for the Bulldogs. Northwood has all three. 36 seconds remaining off the right side hash are the Ferris State Bulldogs. Third down and 5 is Bell in the gun with Brown left side of him. Hard count here for the Bulldogs, and now Reggie will look back. Play clock winding down, but the game clock is frozen right now at 36 seconds. Bell in the gun, takes the snap, back to throw. Bell on the keeper, up the middle, and slides forward to the 5. But fourth down coming up here for the Bulldogs.
He was tripped up a little bit near the line of scrimmage. Somebody got an arm out, I think, and stumbled him up just enough that he wasn't able to get the first down or a touchdown. So it comes down to this with the clock ticking.
18 seconds left. The Bulldogs have to get moving down to 15. Fourth down and about 2 yards to go. 12 seconds left, and they need to get the snap off. Down to 8. Bell with 7 seconds is taking too much time. Bell is going to send a man in motion. Final play perhaps to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bulldogs!
Yeah!
Pollock with the touchdown grab.
What a throw!
As Ferris State scores, time runs out. And the Bulldogs, I think, have won the game on the final play.
Unbelievable. We got maybe an excessive celebration penalty, but a touchdown. I think Rob's going to be good. What a throw by Reggie Bell.
27-26 on the scoreboard. No time remaining as Bell threads the needle. The clock was winding down, and it was hauled in the end zone, waiting for the officials to talk with Coach Anise. Flag was thrown, and maybe shades of the Central Michigan game last week. No time remaining as the Bulldogs probably going to be called for excessive celebration. Still waiting, though, an explanation from the game officials.
I think the game official, the game is over. But you're right, shades of the Central Michigan-Oklahoma State game last week. Hopefully we don't see some crazy untimed down again. But one thing that we do know, Rob, I'm pretty confident of, is that the Bulldogs have the lead.
The Bulldogs scored. Flag came in late as the Bulldogs were celebrating. And obviously, final play of the game. They knew it was the final play. And we wait as I think the Bulldogs are maybe going to have to kick the extra point here, perhaps. Maybe returnable here for the Timberwolves. So maybe the Bulldogs are going to need to kick this extra point to finally account for the final play of the game.
Well, I know one thing. You better get a good block up front because you do not want to see any shenanigans happen. The Bulldogs, I think, are going to go for two. So I think they might just take a knee.
All they need to do is take the snap, take a knee perhaps. Unsportsmanlike conduct, excessive celebration on the Bulldogs. And it will be a PAT try here for the Bulldogs. So they basically have to take one more snap, and that will do it here in the ballgame as Ferris State threads the needle. I thought Reggie was taking way too much time as that clock was winding down. The Bulldogs set it up. Final play of the game, and they convert.
They were going for the win. I mean, what other explanation? They were going for the win as they set up in victory formation. Reggie will take a knee.
Reggie takes the knee, and Ferris State survives. The Bulldogs pull it out on the road here in Midland. 27-26, the final score. Hard-fought game on both sides as both teams will shake hands. Credit to Northwood. What a performance by the Timberwolves. Credit again to the Bulldogs for certainly being resilient here today.
Woo! The heartbreak kids strike again. The Bulldogs come on the road and break the hearts of another team. They broke the hearts of Michigan Tech last week with a late field goal by Wyatt Ford. And then the Bulldogs come back here and a laser-like throw into the end zone for a touchdown. And the Bulldogs make an improbable comeback to steal one here in Midland against the Northwood Timberwolves.
Head coach Tony Anise, a big hug for Leonard Haynes. The Northwood head coach certainly had his team ready to play today against the Bulldogs. A lot of respect here on both sides between these teams after a performance like that.
I tell you, what a battle. And you know what? 28 straight games won in the regular season by the Bulldogs, a record for the school. But wow, what an effort it took to get these last two.
Maybe the tightest one we've seen yet. The Bulldogs had a few extra seconds last week when they kicked the field goal here today. Final play of the game, and the Bulldogs have just enough to get by the Northwood Timberwolves.
What a catch in the back of the end zone. Great throw by Reggie Bell, but an unbelievable catch in the back of the end zone.
We'll take a 60-second timeout. Stay with us. The Lake Osceola State Bank postgame show is coming up.